राधिकायै तदालयै कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तदभक्ताय नमो। अंगश्यामलिं छटाभिरभितो मन्दे कृतेन्दीवरं जड्डञ्जागुदरोचिसं विदधतां पट्टम्बरस्य श्रिया वृन्दारण्यनिवासिनं हृदिलसद्दामाभिरामोदरं राधास्कन्दनिवेशितोद्यलभुजं ध्यायेन्दामो। तवैवास्मि तवैवास्मि न जिमामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे तन्नय माम चरणं प्रति। टुडे आई एम वेरी हैप्पी दैट ए वेरी लर्नड एंड प्रोमिनेंट पर्सन इन मथुरा फतेहलाल गोयल is among here with us. Also, Bhakti
Paramadvaiti.
Paramadvaiti Maharaj also here with us.
And Sadhu Maharaj.
Oh, from the whole world, from all prominent places of whole world, America, Canada, Mexico, Argentina, Australia, Fiji, oh, Indonesia,
Russia,
England, Finland, Holland,
Philippines,
Germany, France,
Philippines,
Philippines, from so many,
Costa Rica,
all devotees have come because they have so much faith in Krishna Bhakti. Also, they have so much faith in Vrindavan Dham. Oh, I went everywhere in preaching there. And for that, I invited them to see Vrindavan Dham. Now they are very happy. We have finished our Brajmandal Parikrama. And all are very happy. No complaint in any way. All are happy. I think when you will return, you should tell your relatives, oh, very well, no complaint anything, no problem at all. I know that there will be some problem. But yet, don't tell that, oh, so many problems in here. Oh, water salty. And Brajavasi, what? Oh, speaking harsh words, use it, like gari, and no electric and no sweet water so much, don't tell. Tell and glorify Vrindavan. Oh, Vaishnava are so much generous, and we are very much satisfied. Oh, we are inviting you all, next year we should all come. This year, 800 and again, oh, I think 8,000. Preach everywhere the message of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Rupa Goswami, and thus preach everywhere. Don't be. I'll request Sri Fatalal Goel to speak two words, something.
Mike.
Param Pujya, Param Adar Ji Maharaj Ji, Manch Par Virajman, Savi, संतगण, उपस्थित भक्तजनों,
this sweet power and powerful pastimes of Krishna to place here. In Srimad Bhagavatam, oh, there is so much glorification for Vrindavan. Vrindavan has three dimensions. Panchakroshi Vrindavan, and then Solakroshi, and then Chaurashi. Now we are in Panchakroshi Vrindavan. Here Ras took place, and so many things. So I want to request Padmanabha Maharaj to speak two words. Paramadvaiti Maharaj. He is working so much hard labor for Vishwa Vaishnava Raj Sabha and to collect all in a platform, all Gaudiya Vaishnava on platform, which is Gurudev, my Shiksha Guru, Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, wanted. And he is doing well. He is also telling me that we should come in a platform, preach everywhere the message of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Rupa Goswami. So I am requesting him to speak two words.
I offer my prostrated obeisances to Srila Bhakti Vedanta Narai Maharaj, who has inspired this wonderful parikrama. I offer my most humble obeisances to so many of my God brothers and Vaishnavas, sannyasis, Matajis present here, which is very unique to see today in Vrindavan such an assembly specifically coming from so far, not only from India, but far, far away from India, to see Vrindavan Dham and being requested to say two words. I feel very grateful that I can be here amongst you. And as Srila Gurudev just mentioned,
Narayan Maharaj, not Gurudev. Narayan Maharaj.
He said that our Nityalila Bhavishtom Vishnupad Paramahansa Parivraja Kacharya Svatara Svatasi Simat our Chanaravinda Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada. He planted so many seeds around the world and he could clearly see the future. The future after the 12 years of his personal traveling around and cultivating and you know all what he did, I don't have to repeat it here. And he knew that all of these devotees who had become enamored by divine grace with Vrindavan, with Vaishnavism, with Srimad Bhagavatam and with devotional service, they had to have a bright future. And he also knew perfectly well what Gaudiya Vaishnavism was in India at that time, and he could foresee the great help needed for all the devotees in the world from the other Vaishnavas in India, and that Krishna's plan, the branching out of the Gaudiya Vaishnava missions, was going to take place very soon. In that way, he had requested us in many occasions to have a very wonderful relationship with his God brothers. One time he said, I can criticize them, but you cannot. He said, well, not to go deep into that subject, just the fact is that He wanted all of us to present to the whole world a very dignified way that people can look upon Krishna consciousness. One time, one of the prime book distributors asked Srila Prabhupada what was the best way to convince somebody to take one of those precious jewels, those books. Then he answered to him, "You please bow your head to him and tell him, you are so intelligent. You are such a wonderful person. And when he feels pleased by your approach and he asks you, what do you like from me? Could you be so kind and for one moment forget everything you have learned so far and simply listen here about the message of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu?" Srila Prabhupada wanted that the whole world becomes enchanted by Krishna. Krishna, the infinite enchanter, the all-attractive personality of Godhead, the Akila Rasamrita Murti, the fountainhead of everything which can please everyone in whatever craving they may have inside. They can only fulfill it to the maximum degree at the lotus feet of Sri Sri Radha Govinda Ji. So, he had such a broad plan, such a broad vision, and he wanted the whole world to understand that Vaishnavas have come to give something so grand and beautiful. And it can help, factually help, virtually all the problems modern society have. Vaishnavas have a good answer, a good solution, a program to present so that people can come to a higher consciousness, Krishna consciousness. The spiritual science which he taught us and which we are further developing as time goes on, as our life goes on. Like one poet said, life is very short, but it takes such a long time. So in that long time, the development to constantly stay arising, to go deeper and deeper, dive deep into reality, Srila Bhaktivinoda Sridhar Goswami Maharaj told us. Launch yourself without hesitation and fear. Just throw yourself at this risk of coming to the highest consciousness. And for that, he envisioned for us to present a unified forum of Vaishnavism. We all know that every Vaishnava mission has its own dynamics, and they're to a certain degree of that nature that they don't need to mix, and they don't have to mix, and they can't really mix. But there is such a platform where so many common things of common interests are there, and these common points which are interesting to all the missions. And like the meditation came, that how the six Goswamis of Vrindavan was living here. They all were living in different places in this jungle and starting their different projects simultaneously and meeting each other at Radha Damodar courtyard or on the Yamuna in Imlitala, Keshigad. They would sit there and they would discuss the future of us. Our future they were discussing. Even though they were such simple, pure devotees. Anyhow, in the same way as our Gurudeva, Srila Prabhupada planted those seeds all over, he wanted that we create such a platform in addition to everything else we do, so that we can create an umbrella which will be so harmonious that if any difficulty will arise for any devotee in any part of the world, I'm looking mainly to countries where Krishna consciousness is not well established, not in India, where it is received with high respect by the most dignified citizen. I'm talking about places where the preaching just initially starts, where we are going and doing our little efforts, so that people can see that this is a true spirit. This is a transcendental teaching which is accepted by so many spiritual masters, and they all defend the wonderful same loving teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Nityananda. Anyhow, I just wanted to give this few words to give you an idea what this idea was all about. And when Srila Bhakti Pramod Puri Goswami Maharaj kindly accepted to help us and to start this undertaking, then tomorrow is his Tirubhav Mahotsav. So by the accord which we had to make a very nice big Harinam in his honor tomorrow, and also to celebrate a beautiful chanting Naga Sankirtan here in Vrindavan Dham. That was the idea for tomorrow. Anyhow, please excuse me for my shortcomings and for the limitations. Only thing I'm good for is to do some technical underground work. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Now I am requesting Srila Bhaktivedanta Padmanabha Maharaj. He should speak two words about the glorification of Vrindavan and how they are all fortunate to join this parikrama. This should be ready.
ओम ज्ञान तिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानं
श्याम है यहाँ श्याम
चक्षुरुन्मिलितं
श्याम है इधर में आ जाओ
तस्मै श्री गुरु
आगे आ जाओ
चंद्राय राधिकाय इत्यादि कृष्णाय कृष्ण भक्ताय तद्भक्ताय नमो नमः वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्येव च पतितानां भवनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः. I offer my humble Dhanavat pranams and Shraddha Pushpanjali unto the lotus feet of my beloved Gurudev Nitya Lila Pravishtam Vishnupada Srotara Satara Sri Srimad Esi Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj Prabhupada. And I offer my Dandavat pranams into the lotus feet of my beloved Siksha Gurus, Nityalila Pravishta, Om Vishnu Padasto Tarasata Sri Srimad, Bhakti Rakshak Sri Dhara Goswami Maharaj, and Om Vishnu Padasto Tarasata Sri Srimad, Bhakti Vedanta Narayan Goswami Maharaj. I offer my humble Dandavat pranams to all of my Sri Rupanuga Guru Varga, and unto all of the Tridandi, Sannyasi, Gan, and all the Vaishnavas.
Vrindavan Dham. Ab main Shyam se, Sriman Shyam, Hindi bhasha mein 15 minute sankshipt bhasha mein Vrindavan Dham ki mahima ko kuch prakash kare. खड़े होकर के यहाँ पर खड़ा हो जाओ रामचंद्र जी के पास में. तावन की अद्भुत महिमा है. गोपियों ने जो स्वयं कहा इसने पहला तो बतलाया और भी बोल रही हैं वृंदावनम सखी भूव बितने तुकृति जब देव की श्री पदम दुर्लभ लक्ष्मी गोविंद नित्यम
समस्त.
ये सब बोली है गोपी और भी बोली है. जैत जैत वृंदारण्य में तन मुरारी प्रियतम अति साधु शांत वैकुंठ भाषा रम्य सदा रमेश ससदा गाह गाय गोपी और गोपियों के साथ में जहाँ विहार करते हैं उसकी वंदना की। यहाँ पर गिरिराज गोवर्धन है, जहाँ पर कि उनकी राशस्थली यहाँ गिरिराज गोवर्धन में राधा कुंड इत्यादि में है, ऐसे स्थान में आप लोग पधारे हैं। वेलकम टू सच ए हाई प्लेस ऑफ वृंदावन, ऑल दिस गोपीज आर ग्लोरिफाइंग। श्याम हैज टोल्ड सो मेनी थिंग्स और सो स्वीट पास्ट टाइम्स। प्रेम इज क्रूकेट वेर गोपीज आर टेलिंग धुरते ब्रजंद तनेन और धुर्त चो चोटा अंदर बाहर ये काला। ये गोपियां इस तरह से उनकी स्तुति करती हैं, ब्रह्मा इत्यादि दूसरे रूप में करते हैं, क्योंकि गोपियां क्या करती हैं, अरे धूर्त कपटी क्या नहीं करती। इसलिए ये ब्रजभूमि है, द्वारका में नहीं कोई कह सकता, वैकुंठ में नहीं कहेगा, मथुरा में भी कोई नहीं कह सकता, इसलिए ये वृंदावन धाम श्रेष्ठ है। That is why this Vrinda is more glorious than any place in the world, any place in Vaikuntha, any place at Dwarka and Mathura too. More superior than Gokul, Vrindavan. And from Vrindavan, more superior, Govardhan. Swachhand Vihar, more glorious, Radha Kunda and Shyam Kunda. Two kunds, but more glorious is Radha Kunda. Why? Oh, Radha Kunda is herself, Radhika. Krishna takes bath, he does austerity. Radha Kunda ke tat mein tapasya karte hain, Radha ji kripa kar dein, unki charno ki dhuli mujhe mil jaye. Ile Vrindavan ki mahima apar hai. So the glorification of Vrindavan. Oh, so high! You are fortunate to come and to touch the dust. You cannot touch, as he told. We are unqualified to touch the dust of Vrindavan. But in the guidance of Guru Vaishnava, anyhow, we can touch. This is the process that we can touch. I request. What name?
Duti Dharma.
Duti
Dharma.
Duti Dharma Maharaj. He has not spoken any word in this parikrama.
No, twice he spoke. Two times he spoke.
He has spoken. Yes. So you can tell. Two words, because I will have to go. Especially, I am very happy for you.
First of all, I would like to offer unlimited obeisances to my beloved spiritual master, Avachara Bhaktivedanta Gokami, Jiva Prabhupada, and the same number of obeisances to my beloved Bhaktivedanta Chandra Chandra Maharaj. Our Srila Prabhupada, he came to this beloved Vrindavan in the very early 50s. Miss Kinchana, Akinchana, and very shortly, by Gurudev's encouragement and our Swami Maharaj, he took the renounced order of sannyas in 1959. And the Prabhupada, he was preparing how he would bring the message of Sri Vrindavan to the world at large. So, coming in 1965 to America and struggling alone, in the early years of that time, 1966, one conversation was there. It was a tape recording conversation. And Srila Prabhupada was speaking with one New York lady. She asked Prabhupada, where are your headquarters? Prabhupada said, oh, my headquarters are in Vrindavan. It's a very beautiful place. So many temples are there, thousands of temples are there. So the lady, she said to Prabhupada, "Oh, you must have been very happy there in Vrindavan." Our Prabhupada replied, "You can understand how happy I was there." So, in that year that our Prabhupada took birth in this world, appeared in this world, the divine appearance, 1896, also our brother Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he sent one book to that far off, distant, remote corner of the world, North America, and in one small Canadian city, McGill University, the life and precepts of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he gave one book. So, our Thakur Bhaktivinoda, Bhakti Bhagirath Thakur Bhaktivinoda, he was meditating. When will that day come? In speaking in about Navadvipa Mayapur, he said, "When will that day come when so many German people, so many French, so many English, American people, they will all come together?" So that's our divine brother was giving an example earlier. And join hands together and in a very loud uproar, kirtan, chant, "Jai Sachinandana Gohari." So, in this way, also, our Bhakti Vedanta Nagar Swamiji, she has come, and from that sleeping, undevotional world that many of us have come from, he has again given the message of our Prabhupada that this human form of life is so rare, so precious, gained after so much expense, so to speak, of suffering, and sprinkling some drops of mercy on so many bhakti latas, many planted by our Gurudev, Srila Prabhupada, and literally begging us and imploring us to come and try and awaken our love for this sacred topmost place of any place, Sri Vrindavan Dham, and the eternal, unlimited, sweet, Madhurya pastimes of Radha and Krishna, which for the eyes of a person like myself are completely unseeable and unknowable. But under the guidance, anugatya of Vaishnavas and Guru, and especially Gurudev himself, then some great benefit, some samskara, some impressions can come, and hopefully, and even our Prabhupada, he was praying in the Jaladutta on his disappearance day, we were reading the Bhakti Marg poem. He said, "I personally have no hope for direct service to the Supreme, to Sri Sri Radha Madhava, for crores and crores of births to come up to speak of somebody like myself. But that in some distant birth, we will, in the heart will break. Some melting will take place. Some actual feeling for our beloved Lordship Sri Sri Radha Madhava will well up, and then all of our Guru Vargas work, gallons and gallons of blood, of preaching the message of Mahaprabhu in the heart of such a forsaken person as myself will have borne some fruit." Bunch of opportunities.
Yeah. তো দাঁড়িয়ে বৃন্দাবন বিলাসিনী রাধে রাধে আর তারপরে এটা রাধা রমন হরি বল করতে
দস এন্ডস দি ক্লাস অন দি 17th অফ নভেম্বর 2002 ইন শ্রী গোপীনাথ ভবন ইন বৃন্দাবন ইন দি ইভিনিং হরে কৃষ্ণ.
They had to have a bright future. And he also knew perfectly well what Gaudiya Vaishnavism was in India at that time. And he could foresee the great help needed for all the devotees in the world from the other Vaishnavas in India. And that Krishna's plan, the branching out of the Gaudiya Vaishnava missions was going to take place very soon. In that way, he had requested us in many occasions to have a very wonderful relationship with his godbrothers. One time he said, I can criticize them, but you cannot. He said, well, not to go deep into that subject, just the fact is that he wanted all of us to present to the whole world a very dignified way that people can look upon Krishna consciousness. One time, one of the prime book distributors asked Srila Prabhupada what was the best way to convince somebody to take one of those precious jewels, those books. Then he answered to him, you please bow your head to him and tell him, you are so intelligent. You are such a wonderful person. And when he feels pleased by your approach and he asks you, what do you like from me? Could you be so kind and for one moment forget everything you have learned so far and simply listen here about the message of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Srila Prabhupada wanted that the whole world becomes enchanted by Krishna. Krishna, the infinite enchanter, the all-attractive personality of Godhead. The Akila Rasamrita Murti, the fountainhead of everything which can please everyone in whatever craving they may have inside. They can only fulfill it to the maximum degree at the lotus feet of Sri Sri Radha Govinda Ji. So, he had such a broad plan, such a broad vision, and he wanted the whole world to understand that Vaishnavas have come to give something so grand and beautiful. And it can help, factually help, virtually all the problems modern society have. Vaishnavas have a good answer, a good solution, a program to present so that people can come to a higher consciousness, Krishna consciousness. The spiritual science which he taught us and which we are further developing as time goes on, as our life goes on. Like one poet said, life is very short, but it takes such a long time. So in that long time, the development to constantly stay arising, to go deeper and deeper, dive deep into reality, Srila Bhakti Rakat Srila Dev Goswami Maharaj told us. Launch yourself without hesitation and fear. Just throw yourself at this risk of coming to the highest consciousness. And for that, he envisioned for us to present a unified forum of Vaishnavism. We all know that every Vaishnava mission has its own dynamics, and they're to a certain degree of that nature that they don't need to mix, and they don't have to mix, and they can't really mix. But there is such a platform where so many common things of common interests are there, and these common points which are interesting to all the missions. And like the meditation came, that how the six Goswamis of Vrindavan was living here. They all were living in different places in this jungle and starting their different projects simultaneously and meeting each other at Radha Damodar courtyard or on the Yamuna in Imli Tala, Keshi Ghat. They would sit there and they would discuss the future of us, our future they were discussing. Even though they were such simple, pure devotees. Anyhow, in the same way as our Gurudeva, Srila Prabhupada planted those seeds all over, he wanted that we create such a platform in addition to everything else we do, so that we can create an umbrella which will be so harmonious that if any difficulty will arise for any devotee in any part of the world. I'm looking mainly to countries where Krishna consciousness is not well established, not in India, where it is received with high respect by the most dignified citizen. I'm talking about places where the preaching just initially starts, where we are going and doing our little efforts, so that people can see that this is a true spirit. This is a transcendental teaching which is accepted by so many spiritual masters, and they all defend the wonderful, same loving teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Nityananda. Anyhow, I just wanted to give this few words to give you an idea what this idea was all about. And when Srila Bhakti Pramod Puri Goswami Maharaj kindly accepted to help us and to start this undertaking, then tomorrow is his Tirubhav Mahotsav. So by the accord which we, the idea we had to make a very nice big Harinam in his honor tomorrow, and also to celebrate a beautiful chanting Naga Sankirtan here in Vrindavan Dham. That was the idea for tomorrow. Anyhow, please excuse me for my shortcomings and for the limitations. Only thing I'm good for is to do some technical underground work. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Now I am requesting Srila Bhakti Vedanta Padmanabh Maharaj. He should speak two words about the glorification of Vrindavan and how they are all fortunate to join this parikrama. He should be ready. You.
ओम ज्ञान तिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानं
श्याम है यहाँ श्याम
चक्षुरुन्मीलितं
श्याम है तो इधर में आ जाओ आगे आ जाओ
चंद्राय राधिकाय इत्तलालय कृष्णाय कृष्ण भक्ताय तद भक्ताय नमो नमः वंचा कल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्येव च पतितानां भवनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः. I offer my humble dhanavat pranams and shraddha pushpanjali unto the lotus feet of my beloved Gurudev, Nitya Lila, Pravishtam Vishnupada Stotarasata Sri Srimad, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj Prabhupada. And I offer my dandavat pranams into the lotus feet of my beloved Siksha Gurus, Nityalila Pravishta, Om Vishnupada Stotarasata Sri Srimad, Bhakti Rakshak Sri Dharago Swami Maharaj, and Om Vishnupada Stotarasata Sri Srimad, Bhaktivedanta Narayan Goswami Maharaj. I offer my humble dandavat pranams to all of my Sri Rupanuga Guru Varga, and unto all of the Tridandi Sannyasi Gan, and all the Vaishnavas.
Vrindavan Dham. Ab main Shyam se, Sriman Shyam, Hindi bhasha mein 15 minutes संक्षिप्त भाषण में वृंदावन धाम की महिमा को कुछ प्रकाश करें। खड़े हो करके यहाँ पर खड़ा हो जाओ रामचंद्र जी के पास में। वृंदावन की अद्भुत महिमा है। गोपियों ने जो स्वयं कहा इसने पहला तो बतलाया और भी बोली हैं, वृंदावनम सखी भुवो बितने तुकृति जद देव की सिद्ध पदाम दुर्लभ लक्ष्मी गोविंद नित्यम
समस्त।
ये सब बोली हैं गोपी और भी बोली हैं, जैत जैत बिंदारण्य में तन मुरारी प्रियतम अति साधु शांत वैकुंठ भाषा रम्य सदा
गोपी
रम्य सदा गाह गाय गोपी और गोपियों के साथ में जहाँ विहार करते हैं उसकी वंदना की। जहाँ पर गिरिराज गोवर्धन है, जहाँ पर कि उनकी राशस्थली यहाँ गिरिराज गोवर्धन में राधा कुंड इत्यादि में है, ऐसे स्थान में आप लोग पधारे हैं। वेलकम टू सच ए हाई प्लेस ऑफ वृंदावन। ऑलवेज गोपीज आर ग्लोरिफाइंग। श्याम हैज टोल्ड सो मेनी थिंग्स और सो स्वीट पास्ट टाइम्स। प्रेम इज क्रिकेट वेर गोपीज आर टेलिंग धुरते ब्रजंद तनेन और धुर्त ए धुर्त चो छोटा अंदर बाहर ये काला। ये गोपियाँ इस तरह से उनकी स्तुति करती हैं, ब्रह्मा इत्यादि दूसरे रूप में करते हैं किंतु गोपियाँ क्या करती हैं, अरे धूर्त कपटी क्या नहीं करती। इसलिए ये ब्रजभूमि है, द्वारका में नहीं कोई कह सकता, वैकुंठ में नहीं कहेगा, मथुरा में भी कोई नहीं कह सकता। इसलिए ये वृंदावन धाम श्रेष्ठ है। That is why this Vrinda is more glorious than any place in the world, any place in Vaikuntha, any place at Dwarka and Mathura too. Oh, more superior than Gokul, Vrindavan. And from Vrindavan, more superior, Govardhan. Oh, Swachhanda Vihar, more glorious, Radha Kunda and Shyam Kunda. Two kunds. But more glorious is Radha Kund. Why? Oh, Radha Kund is herself, oh, Radhika. Krishna takes bath. He does austerities. Radha Kund ke tat mein tapasya karte hain. Radha ji kripa kar de, unki charno ki dhuli mujhe mil jaye. Ile Vrindavan ki mahima apar hai. So the glorification of Vrindavan. Oh, so high, so high. You are fortunate to come and to touch the dust. You cannot touch, as he told. We are unqualified to touch the dust of Vrindavan. But in the guidance of Guru Vaishnava, anyhow, we can touch. This is the process that we can touch. I request, what name?
Duti Dharma.
Duti
Dharma.
Duti Dharma. He has not spoken any word in this parikrama.
No, he twice he spoke. Two times he spoke.
He has spoken. Yes. So you can tell two words because I will have to go. Especially, I am very happy for you.
First of all, I would like to offer unlimited obeisances to my beloved spiritual master, Acharya Bhaktivedanta Goswami, Jiva Prabhupada, and the same number of obeisances to my beloved Bhaktivedanta Chinnaraya Goswami Maharaj. Our Srila Prabhupada, he came to this beloved Vrindavan in the very early 50s. Miss Kinchana, Akinchana, and very shortly, by Gurudev's encouragement and our Akinchana Goswami Maharaj, he took the renounced order of sannyas in 1959. And the Prabhupada, he was preparing how he would bring the message of Sri Vrindavan to the world at large. So, coming in 1965 to America and struggling alone,
in the early years of that time, 1966, one conversation was there. A tape recording conversation. And Srila Prabhupada was speaking with one New York lady. She asked Prabhupada, where are your headquarters? Prabhupada said, oh, my headquarters are in Vrindavan. It's a very beautiful place. So many temples are there, thousands of temples are there. So the lady, she said to Prabhupada, oh, you must have been very happy there in Vrindavan. Our Prabhupada replied, you cannot understand how happy I was there. So, in that year that our Prabhupada took birth in this world, appeared in this world, his divine appearance, 1896, also our brother Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he sent one book to that far off, distant, remote corner of the world, North America, and in one small Canadian city, McGill University, the life and precepts of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he gave one book. So, our Thakur Bhaktivinoda, Bhakti Bhagira Thakur Bhaktivinoda, he was meditating. When will that day come? In speaking in about Navadvipa and Mayapur, he was saying, when will that day come when so many German people, so many French, so many English, American people, they will all come together? Like our Divine Brother was giving examples earlier. And join hands together and in a very loud uproar, kirtan, chant Jai Satchinandana Gaura Hari. So, in this way, also our Bhaktivinoda Nago Samar, she has come, and from that sleeping, undevotional world that many of us have come from, he has again given the message of our Prabhupada that this human form of life is so rare, so precious, gained after so much expense, so to speak, of suffering, and sprinkling some drops of mercy on so many bhakti latas, many planted by our Gurudev, Srila Prabhupada, and literally begging us and imploring us to come and try and awaken our love for this sacred topmost place of any place, Sri Vrindavan Dham, and the eternal, unlimited, sweet, madhura pastimes of Radha and Krishna, which for the eyes of a person like myself are completely unseeable and unknowable. But under the guidance, anugatya of Vaishnavas and Guru, and especially Gurudev himself, then some great benefit, some samskara, some impressions can come, and hopefully, in even our Prabhupada, he was praying on the Jaladutta on his disappearance day, we were reading his Bhakti Marg poem. He said, I personally have no hope for direct service to the Supreme, to Sri Sri Radha Madhava, for crores and crores of births to come, not to speak of somebody like myself, but that in some distant birth, we will, in the heart will break. Some melting will take place. Some actual feeling for our beloved Lordship Sri Sri Radha Madhava will well up. And then all of our Guru Varga's work, gallons and gallons of blood, of preaching the message of Mahaprabhu in the heart of such a forsaken person as myself will have borne some fruit. Much of help with yourself.
Yeah. তো দাঁড়িয়ে বৃন্দাবন বিলাসিনী রাধে রাধে, আর তারপরে এটা রাধারমন হরি বল করকে কর।
Thus ends the class on the 17th of November 2002 in Sri Gopinath Bhavan in Vrindavan in the evening. Hare Krishna.